More evidence that Turkey is supporting Al-Qaeda in an attempt to overthrow Syria. I'm Ben Swan with your Truth in Media Moment, sponsored in part by BenSwan.com. I told you last week that media is ignoring the fact that not only did the Turkish Air Force shoot down a Syrian fighter jet, but that Turkey did so in an area where Al-Qaeda is attempting to gain control of a key northern Syrian border crossing. Well, now comes a new revelation. An audio recording of a phone call between high-level Turkish authorities, including the foreign minister, the head of Turkish intelligence, the undersecretary of foreign ministry, and a general. The conversation, which has been translated into English, appears to include statements by the head of intelligence to use Al-Qaeda to create a false flag to send troops into Syria. Reuters news agency, which examined that recording, said it could not verify its authenticity, but it was potentially the most damaging purported leak so far, as it does appear to be a bugging of a highly confidential conversation among top leaders. Justification can be created, they say, to take Syrian land north of Apello, where a tomb, Suleiman Shah, is located. So how has Turkey's government responded to this supposed leak? I'll tell you after this. The destruction of constitutional liberties and endless foreign wars. The voice of the people silenced while lawmakers simply enrich themselves and the political class. I'm Ben Swan. Is it about left versus right? No, the real fight is liberty versus tyranny. At BenSwan.com, we are breaking the left-right paradigm. We know that the American two-party system is broken and that to restore American liberty means to restore your rights as an individual. At BenSwan.com, we cover stories the national media won't touch, from the National Defense Authorization Act to nullification, militarization of police, and crony capitalism. We are not afraid to stand up for the rights of the people. We are the face of new media. BenSwan.com, where humanity is greater than politics. How has Turkey's government responded to a supposed leak of high-level officials working with Al-Qaeda to overthrow Syria? By blocking YouTube from the entire country, which apparently didn't work very well. Officially, the Turkish authorities have said the only thing this recording actually proves is that they are making plans to protect Turkish land, if necessary. But they've also threatened to throw into prison the traitor who leaked the phone call. This story proves once again that the case for war can be made through false flag operations and through propaganda. But thanks to new media, we might have insight into those kinds of operations like we never have before. For stories that affect your liberty, you can find me online at BenSwan.com, where humanity is greater than politics.
What will you do without freedom? That's the question the American Freedom Party is asking as a high-tech surveillance state continues to be constructed in the one-time land of liberty. Through methodical gradualism over many years, the United States has been hollowed out economically and morally. The Republican Party is little more than a partner in crime to the open globalism and cultural Marxism of the Democrats. Both parties support the offshoring of American industry and jobs, open borders, endless wars of aggression all over the world, and slavish obedience to Israel and to the banksters and gangsters of Wall Street. The American Freedom Party is guided by the sole principle of supporting what's good for America and Americans. The American Freedom Party rejects the archaic liberal conservative paradigm in favor of an outspoken advocacy of freedom and liberty that rings true to America's traditional values and way of life. The hour is late, but America can yet survive and begin to thrive again if enough Americans act to regain their freedom. The alternative is too bleak to contemplate. Learn more about the American Freedom Party by going to AmericanFreedomPartyInfo.us. That's AmericanFreedomPartyInfo.us.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Chelation was first used in the 50s to get the lead out, but the doctors found it also improved circulation and heart health. Today, people still spend thousands of dollars to take chelation. The herbs in Extendovite were chosen for their chelating and healing effects to give you the detoxifying benefits of chelation plus the health benefits of the other herbs for a fraction of the cost of chelation therapy. People have reported finding many long-term ailments start to disappear the longer they take Extendovite. It is no secret that if you remove the toxins, you remove the causes of many of today's ailments. Don't wait any longer. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Herbal Healer Spring Sale. 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes. COQ10 with Hawthorne. Glucosamine Chondroitin. Sea Cucumber. Colloidal Minerals. Superfam and Super Male Plex. Colon Enhancer. Our top-selling liquid, Cal Mag Vitamin D. MSM Sulfur Capsules and Elderberry Power Capsules. We also offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Free memberships and free online newsletters also available at herbalhealer.com. Herbal Healer has been serving the natural medicine industry for 25 years. This is a company you can count on. Visit herbalhealer.com today. Herbalhealer.com. That's herbalhealer.com.
Welcome to the What Really Happened radio show. Because World War III is a really bad idea. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show. Hour number three. The phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. 800-313-9443. Dan the Man is now in our control room, ready to answer the phone. And a reminder that following my own show today, I will be taking the microphone for John Stadmiller for 2 hours of his show. And the topic there is going to be focusing on the situation that is developing in Nevada. Now, getting back to the U.S. government, as you're probably aware, this whole torture situation is really getting a lot of news, and Americans are finally having to wake up and confront the reality that the government of the United States of America does use torture. And we have Dick Cheney and Donald Rumsfeld are making the rounds trying to say, oh, it was good. It was good for us to torture. And I'm sure that Adolf Hitler and the Inquisition were saying exactly the same thing. But it really wasn't, because every claim they've made to that where torture somehow provided useful, reliable, actionable intelligence has been debunked. They're out there claiming that torture allowed them to get Osama bin Laden in Abbottabad, and we know that wasn't bin Laden they killed. The real Osama bin Laden died of natural causes in late 2001, and every bin Laden since then has been a complete fake. It's amazing. Over on Wikipedia, when they have in the article they had about getting bin Laden at Abbottabad, the photo they have of Osama is of one of the fakes, and it's one of the ones that's so bad, you can actually see the very fine mesh used for the fake beard. I mean, anybody who's worked in film and television knows what that stuff looks like and spots it instantly. It's like after years in visual effects, every time I see a visual effect on the screen, it just leaps out at me. Oh, that's not real. That's phony, which is, of course, what started me on this whole business 20 years ago. All righty, now, getting back to the CIA torture situation. The White House has decided that the Central Intelligence Agency gets to edit the report on the Central Intelligence Agency's use of torture. Now, there's going to be an objective, unbiased assessment of what's going on. Going to be nothing but black ink on those pages. Now, apparently, the House Oversight Committee has voted to cite the Internal Revenue Service's Lois Lerner for contempt of Congress. And they reject this idea that this is McCarthyism at work. You know, the Democrats are trying to protect Obama because misuse of the IRS to target dissidents is an impeachable offense. It was one of the articles of impeachment of Richard Nixon. Now, how far this will get, we're not sure, because Attorney General Eric Holder is insisting that he has a vast amount of discretion in how the Justice Department prosecutes federal law. In other words, if he doesn't want Lois Lerner to be prosecuted, it will not happen. And that's not the Attorney General's job. But what Holder has basically admitted to all of America is the law is not applied equally to all Americans. The government just has free will to pick and choose, and saying that when, you know, Lois Lerner is targeting political dissidents and refuses to tell Congress what she's doing, that get out of jail free card. Congress fired back. saying that Congress has the authority to arrest Lois Lerner if this Justice Department will not, under Congress's inherent contempt authority. I have a better idea. Now, the USA Patriot Act defines an act of terror as any form of coercion to change somebody's political views, which the IRS was doing with these various dissident groups, Tea Party, and so forth. So under the letter of the law of the USA Patriot Act, the IRS is a terrorist organization, a domestic terrorist organization. They're operating here inside the United States of America. And we have Dick Cheney and Donald Rumsfeld out there assuring us that waterboarding is the correct response to a terror suspect. So I think we ought to take Lois Lerner and give her a good waterboarding and see what she coughs up. Now, it took 180 waterboardings to get Khalid Sheikh Mohammed to confess to being the mastermind of 9/11, to shooting down the Hindenburg, and personally nailing Jesus to the cross. So I think 180 waterboardings is a good place to start. We're going to grab a phone call. Chad in Alaska. Aloha, Chad. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hi. I'd like to, for anyone that supports the Bundys, I'd like a better rationale and explanation of what that support is based on, because in my understanding, he's been essentially squatting on federal land, using federal land for extra profits.
You've got it backward. The federal government squatted on his land. His family has owned that land since the 1870s.
Well, he owned 160 acres or so.
No. They owned thousands and thousands of acres. And then in the 1930s, the federal government came in and said, no, we're now in charge of this land. But Bundy contracted with the Bureau of Land Management for grazing rights onto the wider area. And then in 1993, the Bureau of Land Management came in and said, we're changing the grazing rights agreement. You're only allowed to have 150 cows there. And it's at that point Bundy realized the federal government was not dealing in good faith.
So you're sure that the federal government stole his land?
Yeah, I'm absolutely convinced at this point. My presumption is Bundy is right and the federal government is wrong. So thank you very much. We're going to let you go here. Now, Bundy has a legitimate case here. When you enter into a contract with somebody, especially the government can't just come back and say, well, we're changing the rules, even though that's exactly what they're trying to do with the Constitution and the Bill of Rights. That Constitution is the original contract with America. And the government is legal and legitimate only when they comply with those rules set forth by we the people. Now, the federal government clearly was in violation of the Fifth Amendment in this whole situation. And when you get past that whole self-incrimination part, it gets down there and it says, no man's life, liberty, or property will be taken without just compensation. And the government did not compensate anybody that they took this land from. And we know the real agenda is they want to kick the ranchers off the land and sell those fracking leases and keep all the money for themselves. That's what's going on. And at this point, with all the lies we have been told by this government, Saddam's nuclear weapons, torpedoes in the Gulf of Tonkin, Spanish mine in Havana Harbor, the presumption is that Bundy is right and the federal government is lying again. There is no question this government is operating outside the Constitution, and that means it's an illegal and illegitimate government. And remember, one of the earliest Supreme Court decisions put forward, Marbury versus Madison, laws repugnant to the Constitution are automatically null and void. It doesn't matter what pieces of paper those uniformed thugs outside the Bundy Ranch are waving around. They are already null and void because they do not comply with the Constitution. All right, we're going to take another call. Steve in California. Aloha, Steve. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind? Steve, are you there? Okay, I guess we lost Steve. Real briefly, Malaysian Airlines Flight 370 searchers, they've heard another ping. This is the fifth time they've heard it. It's sort of wandering all over the place. Now, I thought the whole point of these pingers was to be able to lead searchers right to the black box, and so far the system isn't working very well. And the way they're hemming and hawing about how the signal may be man-made, it appears that they're also wondering if they're actually following some dolphins around whose vocalizations operate in the same range as those pingers, the 30 kilohertz to 40 kilohertz region here. Now, interestingly enough, there's a very bizarre story about this Swiss pensioner, retired guy, built himself his own airplane, and he was trying to fly around the world. and he was flying down by Indonesia. He didn't intend to stop in Indonesia, but apparently he drifted into Indonesian airspace. He was forced down by the Indonesian Air Force and arrested. Now, I'm hoping they'll realize he's harmless and let him go. But the point is, they can't find and track a missing 777, but have no problem locating a tiny home-built airplane? I don't think so. All right. Steve is back on the line, but we're coming up on a commercial break. So, Steve, I'm going to ask you to wait over the coming three-minute commercial break. We'll come right back to you. We also have some new interesting information about Obamacare. Get ready for another whammy on that one. We'll be right back.
If you're worried about your health and you're tired of the nasty side effects of harsh drugs or antibiotics, then look no further. Supernatural Silver is the answer. Supernatural Silver is a powerful immune system enhancer that can be used every day to help keep you healthy and well with none of those nasty side effects. It's extremely safe for use internally as well as topically. And Supernatural Silver is hundreds of times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver. It is perfect for use in the sinuses, eyes, ears, and on any wound or skin issue. Supernatural Silver is also extremely effective when taken orally and can help fight off bacteria, viruses, and mold that may be overwhelming your immune system. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com and use the promo code Silver2014 for 20% off of your entire order and give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
Whew, nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead, pull the trigger.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology. All while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821 or visit PureFectFilters.com.
A suppressed medical breakthrough guarantees anyone total health power with a simple device. That sounds impossible, doesn't it? In fact, it sounds like snake oil. How is it that something so simple could make such a profound change and isn't headline-making news? What if I told you it was? What if I told you in March of 1991 the news was groundbreaking? If you're like most people, you're wondering if this is true. We'll show you why your doctor hasn't told you about this. Go to drbeckprotocol.com or call 928-853-2821.
Watch out for the police. They're lurking in every corner. They'll beat you down for your stash. With handcuffs and guns, I bet they're having fun when they take away your cash. They're on the rise, this oversized gang of pirates on the seas. And don't you get booked by...
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. Steve in California is back online. Aloha, Steve. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind today?
Well, when it comes down to being charges of torture and being labeled a war criminal, who makes that decision? Is that a United Nations decision, or who makes that decision?
I think the people of the world make that decision. We all know torture when we see it. We all know crimes against humanity when we see it. And I don't need some other authoritative body to tell me whether or not somebody is guilty of a war crime.
But who's the authoritative that actually will prosecute you and take the prosecution forward? Who's that?
I would say under the current government, absolutely nobody. This government is not going to prosecute any of the people involved in CIA torture. And that's just the way it's going to be. But that doesn't mean we, the American people, have to go along with this idea that this is somehow okay and acceptable behavior. It certainly violates the Constitution's prohibition on cruel and unusual punishment.
Oh, I totally agree. But as I understand, Cheney and Bush cannot, and probably even Wolfowitz, cannot travel to certain countries because they will be nabbed. Is that correct?
Yeah, I understand that the International Criminal Court would, in fact, put them on trial if they came into their jurisdiction. And you need to remember, all the way back in 2002, before the war started, the United States actually went out to other countries to try and secure treaties that if their officials traveled into those other countries, that they would be immune from arrest and transport to the International Criminal Court for war crimes. And I remember at the time I put out the observation, if the U.S. government is trying to immunize itself against war crimes prosecution, it's because they're planning on committing war crimes. And here we are all these years later, and by golly, that's exactly what happened.
One last question. On this whole Nevada conflict with Mr. Bundy there, and it's like a government land grab, have they used that term eminent domain yet to cite reason for why they're doing what they're doing? Have they used that yet?
Well, technically, the Bureau of Land Management was already in control of that land. It's a very complicated issue, and that's why it's been in the courts for almost 20 years. It has to do with whether the federal government had any right to come in there when those public lands were technically under state jurisdiction. It's just going back and forth and back and forth. But I think most people are sick and tired of all the legalistic details, and it just comes down to the American people are just fed up with this government.
I agree. I do. Okay. Totally agree. Thank you, Michael.
All right. Thanks an awful lot here. Now, on to Obamacare, and this was reported on Fox News. Okay? Another big Obamacare surprise waiting from consumers. From right now today until the next open enrollment, January 1, 2015, most people are not going to be able to buy any health insurance at all, even outside the exchanges. Now, the way Medicare is set up, there's an enrollment period where you can sign up, and after that, you can't. And the same thing appears to be true of Obamacare. If you missed the enrollment window that ended March 31st, you can't buy insurance. If you go over to healthcare.gov, it says enrollment has ended. If you don't have health insurance right now, you're probably not going to be able to get it until January 1st of next year. How is this bringing health insurance to the general public? They had a website that wouldn't work. Huge number of the people who think they've got insurance through that website actually don't because of all the problems. And now they're simply saying the door is closed and you can't get insurance anymore, including all those people whose policies were canceled because they were not Obamacare compliant, with Obamacare compliant meaning much more expensive, sky-high deductibles. It's just a giveaway to the insurance companies. Obama's new budget was put up for a vote in the House of Representatives, and it got a whole 2 votes. So there's going to be a huge fight over that as well. Now, there's a very interesting article that came out in Reuters on how the Federal Reserve's new hard line on funding to bring more pain to Wall Street. And what the Federal Reserve is trying to do is start to pull back, they used to call it tapering, pulling back on this instant $100-so billion created out of thin air every single month, half of which goes to the U.S. government to float them along, and the other half goes to buy bonds and stocks on Wall Street to keep the stock market up, keep it from crashing. But the more the Federal Reserve does that, the more it devalues all the dollars in circulation, and it puts more downward pressure on the dollar at a time when a lot of countries are just saying, we're done with the dollar, we're getting out of here. So it's a classic rock and a hard place situation. If the Federal Reserve goes on propping up the federal government and Wall Street with 100-some-odd billion instantly created dollars every single month, the dollar is going to collapse and crash. But if they stop pouring all this new money into Wall Street, the stock market's going to crash. They really got themselves into a bind here. Wall Street has become entirely dependent on this intravenous flow of new cash coming out of the Federal Reserve. And they can't keep it up. Another reason to try and get the glorious world war going, so we forget all about the economic hardships and the money junkie crimes and stuff. By the way, new survey, Iceland is the happiest country in the world, which shows what happens when you take those money junkies and throw them in jail and kick out the government that helped them loot the people. They are now a very happy country. Might be a good place to move to, except my wife doesn't do very well with the cold here. Goldman Sachs has announced that they may shut down their Sigma X dark pool. This is one of their businesses that engages in equity trading. And they made something like $7 billion from that in last year. Now, there's only three reasons that a Wall Street mega financial operation shutters a $7 billion business instead of selling it. It's crazy. Its regulators told it to shut it down, or there's more bad news coming ahead about the business, and the firm wants to get out of the fallout, which is probably more than likely what's going on. It's going to turn out that this business, like Bernie Madoff's operation, was running a pyramid, and they're just going to shut it down and hope that that will hold off all the possible coming investigations into wrongdoing. Because right now, fraud is the only thing keeping Wall Street in operation right now. Bank of America got fined $772 million over their alleged scams. And we have a trial attorney over at the Securities Exchange Commission. You know, those guys who sat on their butt watching online porn for 12 years while Bernie Madoff ripped off his investors for $65 billion. Well, one of their attorneys, James Kidney, who's now retiring, is basically saying the SEC is too timid for on Wall Street's misdeeds. The SEC as an institution doesn't want to, you know, ruffle anybody's feathers or rock any boats over on Wall Street. That's their job. That's their job, to go after the crooked financial dealers. And despite all the recent movies like Wolf of Wall Street, where the government investigators come in and they'll just shut it down, the reality is quite different. They'll nail some of the small players so that they can look good. Or they go after Bernie Madoff because he offended his own people by cheating them. But nobody involved in the 2008 mortgage-backed security fraud has been investigated or arrested, let alone thrown in prison, as they so richly deserve. The foreclosure fraud is still going ahead. There's a very interesting story that came out of MFI Miami. There was a foreclosure case that was settled in favor of the resident of the home against the Bank of New York. And apparently the lawyer for the bank was so upset that on the way out of the courtroom, he assaulted the homeowner's lawyer, just knocked him down and pummeled him with a briefcase. The guy required surgery. That's how these money junkies behave. If they don't get their way, beat you up, start a war. Now, remember back when I mentioned that the embarrassment General Motors suffered for not having recalled that defective ignition switch? We were probably going to see a lot of other auto companies start to come clean. We've since seen Ford come clean with a new recall. Toyota is now recalling 6.4 million vehicles for defects in its steering and other faults. So we're going to see a whole flood of these. They thought they could sort of like shine this on, but not anymore. The times, they are changing. We've got to take a break for commercials. We'll be right back.
How important is the air you breathe? Our air purifiers produce activated oxygen, called Aerin. Activated oxygen is the natural enemy of odors, pollutants, and many other harmful substances, yet it's completely safe. Our powerful air purifiers unleash the power of a thunderstorm, destroying pollutants in the air we breathe. It destroys many viruses, bacteria, and fungi, kills molds, and oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases. It removes smoke, pollen, and pet odors. Made with quality stainless steel, our portable air purifiers come with a manufacturer's 4-year warranty. If you haven't experienced the Aerin process of fresh, clean air, then call us today and receive 10% off your order. 877-605-9200. Again, that's 877-605-9200. Time for you to breathe clearly again. 877-605-9200.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
If you're worried about your health and you're tired of the nasty side effects of harsh drugs or antibiotics, then look no further. Supernatural Silver is the answer. Supernatural Silver is a powerful immune system enhancer that can be used every day to help keep you healthy and well with none of those nasty side effects. It's extremely safe for use internally as well as topically. And Supernatural Silver is hundreds of times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver. It is perfect for use in the sinuses, eyes, ears, and on any wound or skin issue. Supernatural Silver is also extremely effective when taken orally and can help fight off bacteria, viruses, and mold that may be overwhelming your immune system. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com, SupernaturalSilver.com, and use the promo code SILVER2014 for 20% off of your entire order. And give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, nuclear accidents, terror attacks, and all-out social collapse. With the world today more volatile than ever, the future has never looked more uncertain. Survivalist Magazine is the one resource you can't afford to be without. Claim your free trial subscription now at www.survivalist.com and your first issue ships immediately. Get all the details and more at www.survivalist.com or order by phone. Call 1-866-437-6570. Your survival may depend on it.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steenblok, D.O., and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's Stemgevity, Stemgevity.com. Or call now toll-free, 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
It's time to utilize your Second Amendment right. No better way than at Knob Creek Gun Range. Check out the large variety with over 3,000 guns in stock. Also, reloading supplies, ammunition, and low admission. Only $10 per person per day. $5 for children 12 and under. And 50% off for active duty and retired military with valid ID. If you don't own any firearms, no problem. You can rent one of ours. Knob Creek Gun Range supplies all your shooting needs. Go to KnobCreekRange.com for more information. Range memberships are available. Visit KnobCreekRange.com today.
What really happened? Wouldn't you like to know? Tune in to Fight and Pharaoh, TV and the radio. Tired of the mainstream media lies? Listen to the mic when you really open your eyes. Tune in to Fight and Pharaoh, TV and the radio.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. Now, the U.S. stock market is now closed. It has not been a pleasant day. The Dow closed 266 down. NASDAQ had their worst day since the year 2011, down 129, S&P down 39. And apparently most of the losses came from high technology shares. And apparently biotech shares. And there are two things that we need to be looking at. First of all, we know that foreign customers for American computer vendors and American computer service providers are leaving. They're canceling contracts. They don't want to have anything to do with anything that deals with the United States of America because of the risk of NSA spying and infection. And for the biotech, that has a lot to do with the growing awareness that the GMO situation is now out of control. As I mentioned earlier in the week, China has rejected another shipment of corn from the United States of America because it was found, despite promises to the contrary, to be contaminated with GMO. And now the situation has multiplied. China is now going to Brazil to import corn. They don't even want to take the chance with American agricultural produce anymore. So between the NSA and genetic modification, our exports are just absolutely being hammered, and it seems to be reflected in today's stock market, along with, of course, the fact the Federal Reserve is talking about turning off that tap of instantly created money pouring all over Wall Street every single month. Speaking of S&P, they've now downgraded New Jersey's credit rating over budgetary concerns. And they're concerned about New Jersey's growing debt obligations and shrinking of revenue sources. Well, guess what? That's what happens when you have a country with a privately owned central bank issuing all the public currencies alone at interest. The debt always grows faster than the available money supply. And so you've got Wall Street saying, well, my goodness, you know, we did this to you, but now that we've done it to you, we have to take away your credit rating. We're talking about the retail apocalypse taking place all across the United States of America. Apparently, Family Dollar stores plans to close 370 of their stores, cutting jobs, and they're going to try and slash prices even more on nearly 1,000 basic items. So yet another one is having to cut back. I know here on the island of Oahu, it's turning into a retail ghost town. I mean, we still have the basic stores, food, clothing. We have, good occupancy at the local malls. But at the bottom of the hill, there's an entire strip mall that's been completely abandoned. Now they got chicken wire around it. All the specialty stores that we used to like to do business with, they're all gone. They're all gone. The basics of life, food, clothing, parts for your car, and there isn't a lot of anything else out there. Over in Greece, there was a bombing outside their central bank building. Nobody was hurt. A lot of damage to the bank itself. People around the world know what the author of all this misery is. It's those private central banks. And the bombing may have been in response to the Greek government's announcement they're going to go back to selling Greek investment bonds. I don't know who'd buy them. But they're out there saying, our recession is over, things are on the way up. I don't think so. Not until they're free of that private central bank. Very bizarre story. This was over in the New York Post. And apparently there was this woman in a wheelchair, victim of a stroke. She can't speak. She had the stroke about 10 years ago. Now, according to CNN, picked up by the New York Post, the TSA agent wanted to see this woman's ID, and her driver's license is expired, because if you're not able to operate a motor vehicle anymore, why would you bother renewing your driver's license? And the TSA agent demanded this woman speak her name to check against the driver's license. And when she couldn't, because she can't, she's had a stroke, TSA blocked her from getting on the airplane. She had to get on a bus from Los Angeles International Airport to Phoenix, Arizona. It is this kind of abusive behavior, which is why people have come to hate the federal government and the TSA and all these other government agencies that are just almost proud of the arrogant disdain they have for human rights, civil rights, constitutional rights. Now, as you know, a couple of days ago, official support for Windows XP was ended by Microsoft, and amazingly enough, the world is still here. The XP machines are still running. A lot of companies jumping on board to provide support and services now that it's officially over. And apparently, Microsoft Corporation has partnered with Lenovo Group Limited and Tencent Holdings to provide software security services for Windows XP users. Sadly, not in the United States, over in China. And apparently there's a huge user base in China. XP has 200 million users in China. It's 70% of the market. And the reason they do not want to upgrade is because most of those people are running on older computers that cannot run the new operating systems. Now, of course, Microsoft's attitude is, I don't care how expensive it is, make them buy new computers and make them buy our Windows 8.1. We need the NSA to get in there. Now, getting over to the NSA spying here, apparently James Clapper, After all the denials and denunciations and smear attacks against Edward Snowden, James Clapper has implicitly acknowledged that Edward Snowden has been right all along. That all the things he was saying the NSA were doing are true. Clapper's basically admitting to materially misleading the Senate Intelligence Committee, and that, in fact, the NSA is, in fact, reading emails and listening to phone calls without requiring the warrant. Eric Holder's out there admitting that, yes, if it wanted to, the NSA can collect your emails and phone calls just like the phone metadata. We told you they were doing this months ago when we looked at the data storage capacity of that Utah data center, and we did a little back-of-the-envelope calculation. Actually, it was a calculator on the iPhone, and said that with as much storage as they had and using standard MP3 compression, that data facility in Utah alone could record and save every single phone call made on planet Earth for the last 7 years. And even for government overkill, the idea that they're only saving the metadata in a facility that large, that's complete and utter nonsense. Now, we've been talking about this Heartbleed security bug, and there's a link on the front page of whatreallyhappened.com where you can type in a URL and find out if it's vulnerable or not, and whatreallyhappened.com is not, and we don't have credit card transactions or anything like that anyway, so it was a moot point for us. But apparently, there are questions being raised by Ars Technica and Activist Post wondering if this so-called security bug in the OpenSSL is in fact one of the many NSA backdoors that would allow the NSA to get the encryption key for OpenSSL and read encrypted traffic. I wouldn't rule that out. I would not rule that out as well. And, of course, they're out there with this Heartbleed saying, you need more security. And that may be a scam as well. There's a huge scam over on the Android users. There was an application called Virus Shield. It was an app for Android phones that you could download for $4 that would keep you up to date on whether you had any malware on your phone with little pop-ups and notifications. Well, apparently, according to reports from the Android police, the app doesn't do anything but put up pop-ups saying that we're keeping you malware-free. It's a complete fraud. They made $40,000 with this absolute fake application. Kind of makes you wonder what other malware providers are just putting up signs saying, oh, we've cleaned your infections, we're doing a good job, and that's really all that they're doing. We know that after Peter Norton sold Norton Security, that the new versions of the product actually opened up more security holes than they were plugging. It's a huge, huge problem here. Now, over at Activist Post, another article, the Electronic Frontier Foundation is launching a new privacy project because they're concerned about the mandate that all medical records must now be stored on computers. It's part of the Affordable Care Act. And they're all on the network, and it just begs the misuse of that data by the government, by insurance companies, by pharmaceutical companies, and there are no safeguards to privacy. The issue I have with computerized medical records is in the case of malpractice, the doctors and hospitals involved can now go back into the computer record and change the record without any trace at all, something they couldn't do with the paper records. And that's going to make it even harder for patients who've been harmed by these doctors and hospitals to seek any kind of remedy. We got to take a break for commercials. Back with a phone call after these words from our sponsors.
Have friends, family, co-workers that have lost their health insurance. For treatment and surgery at fractions of U.S. prices, consider AsiaRunLikeHellGuy.com. Heart bypass, valve replacement, six figures under U.S. prices. Hip or knee replacement? Some of the best cosmetic surgeons on the planet. AsiaRunLikeHellGuy.com is honored to be associated with a highly internationally certified hospital serving 300,000 patients a year. Visit AsiaRunLikeHellGuy.com and click on medical tours today. You could be on an operating table 72 hours from now.
That moment of panic, sheer terror, really. You're afraid to answer the phone, frightened by who might be at the door. If you're facing foreclosure or being harassed by debt collectors, you know the feeling. You need to visit whatliesinyourdebt.com to turn the tables on the banksters, collection agencies, and other crooks. Whatliesinyourdebt.com has solutions. Whatliesinyourdebt.com features live training webinars from experts, a member forum, support from experts who've been where you are right now and came out the other side in a better financial situation. If you are like millions of Americans who are behind on their mortgage, behind on their credit cards, or just being harassed by debt collectors, then this system is for you. We promise. If you cannot stop your foreclosure, even if it's imminent, if you cannot stop those debt collectors from bugging you, if you cannot clean up your credit, and finally, if you cannot make a few $1,000s during the entire process, make money from the debt collectors, yes, at whatliesinyourdebt.com, we will refund your money 100% in the first 60 days. Don't fear the bill collectors anymore. Visit whatliesinyourdebt.com.
Get the hardest hitting rebel newspaper of them all by mail anywhere in the CSA or U.S. For the next 12 issues, send $25 cash, check, or money order to TFF, P.O. Box 385, Silver Hill, Alabama, 36576.
A suppressed medical breakthrough guarantees anyone total health power with a simple device. That sounds impossible, doesn't it? In fact, it sounds like snake oil. How is it that something so simple could make such a profound change and isn't headline-making news? What if I told you it was? What if I told you in March of 1991 the news was groundbreaking? If you're like most people, you're wondering if this is true. We'll show you why your doctor hasn't told you about this. Go to drbeckprotocol.com or call 928-853-2821.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steenblok, D.O., and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's Stemgevity. Stemgevity.com. Or call now toll-free, 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
Get the hardest-hitting rebel newspaper of them all by mail anywhere in the CSA or U.S. For the next 12 issues, send $25 cash, check, or money order to TFF, P.O. Box 385, Silver Hill, Alabama, 36576.
Well, they're stealing down on Wall Street and in Washington, too. You know, it makes me wonder what's a guy on Main Street to do. I've always tried to be an honest, upstanding kind of guy. But I must admit lately, I thought about giving something else a try. Oh, I want to be a pirate. I want to sail the seven seas, yeah, I want to be a pirate. I want to do just what I...
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. We got a caller waiting on the line. Frank in California. Aloha, Frank. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hi, Mike. I've called before, but I tend to call once every kind of couple of months. But this is a frustration that I have with Windows. Just to cut the story short, I bought an Apple Mac, nice PC, and it has boot camp. It separates the drives from Windows. Also, you could run... Well, Snow Leopard or whatever. But anyway, just the recent updates, they brought out what you call a Maverick, the new software for the new operating systems for Mac.
Mm-hmm.
It's nice. It's beautiful. Only one problem. In the chat rooms and Apple, it's a common problem they've had since October and they haven't fixed it yet. But your PC goes to sleep but doesn't wake up. So you have to keep turning it off, turning it on. So we're doing all the, you know, like you say, the quality control for them. So, and... trying to sort this thing out. If they haven't found a fix for it, so it's frustrating. Now, going to Windows on the other side, I ran Mac Speed for about 3 years. Runs beautifully, devices work and everything. And I thought, I might as well just buy Windows 8 and see what it's like. I tell you, the frustration I had with that, I had to basically tear it out and put Windows XP back for everything to work, because the problem was that some of my devices are pretty old, and it doesn't recognize anything. It doesn't even recognize Photoshop 5 even, you know, so I couldn't,
yes.
I couldn't install that. I could not install the printer drivers that I have for some of my scanning software, which is, what, 6 or 7 years old.
This is all about, I mean, the whole business model in the computer industry, and it's not just the computer industry, it's virtually the entire American economy, is they don't want you to buy a product that will last you a long time. They want you to buy a product that you will use for a few years, and then it will fall apart or be obsoleted, and you are forced to buy a newer computer, a newer operating system, the newer versions of all your applications, new printers with the new drivers, and the rest of it, and it's just a way of maximizing their profitability. Now, when XP was first introduced, it had just as many problems as Windows 8 and Windows 7. It's just that XP has lasted so long that all the problems have been taken out of it, and it's a stable platform. And, you know, that's why everybody's saying, why, when we've got an operating system that serves our need, are we being pushed to throw it away and start over with a brand new operating system that is not only shipped from the factory with thousands and thousands of bugs, but we know it's got all the latest and greatest of this NSA spyware in it that nobody wants. Now, all of my machines are running XP except for this one machine that I record the show with. That's a VistaBox, and I only have that because somebody bought it, hated Vista so much they gave it to me.
Oh, yeah, I remember you saying that.
Yeah, and I use it as and I don't do anything else on it at all. When I'm not able to run this machine anymore, I'm going to build a new white box. I'm going to put, you know, hopefully a source distribution of Linux on it, so I can be reasonably sure that the government is minding its own business, because I'm not engaged in any criminal activity or terrorism.
I did some figures, you know. I thought, okay, if I have to upgrade my QuickBooks, my Adobe Photoshop, buy a new printer, in other words, it's just leading on to just spending money on new things.
That's exactly what they're trying to force you to do.
And I'm completely refusing to do this.
There is a documentary out there called The Lightbulb Conspiracy.
I've seen it.
I mean, with that
HP print of that chip, and the Russian, firmware fixed it, That's a great documentary. I recommend it to everybody. But, you know, I mean, people don't have the kind of money now to spend on computers and stuff like that. You know,
That's exactly right. And that's why the high-tech companies are in trouble. I mean, that's a business model that will work when you have a healthy economy where people have got lots of money and they can be talked into buying the latest and greatest so they can brag to their neighbors, I'm up to Windows 8, I've got a quad processor. But, you know, in the economy as it is right now, that model isn't going to work.
But anyway, I've gone back to XP, and it took me 3 days to reinstall the software and restore the backup. It works really great now, but now I've got to worry about, you know, the boot camp, the other side, you know, the new Maverick Apple thing. It just puts your PC to sleep. It can't wake it up. They haven't fixed this patch, you know. The only way to get it running again is to turn the whole thing off and turning it on again, you know.
Well, unfortunately, Apple seems to have gone down the dark side the same way that Microsoft did, where they
just get the
product
the
into the market and they just wait for the customers to find the bugs and report them, and that's not a very user-friendly approach to the problem.
I don't bother calling them anyway. You're calling somebody who doesn't really understand your situation. They said, just go to the chat room, just go online, and, you know, and all that kind of stuff. But anyway, I thought I'd just share that with you, and I'm pretty sure you know the frustrations, as well as a lot of people online as well. So
I hear it all the time. We deal with it ourselves. And again, the whole idea, the whole model, is to simply force people over and over again to buy new computers. Frank, we're going to let you go.
Thank
we're
you
going to switch
much.
Over to Norm in Georgia. Aloha, Norm. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Yeah, hi, Mike. How are you doing?
Doing fine. You're on the air. What's on your mind?
Well, I was just listening to the gentleman that was talking about his, you know, PC problems, and I thought I'd have to put in my 2 cents worth, because I had been working on computers for the last, I guess, 25 years. I started back in the, mid-70s when there was no personal desktop computers. I was working on mainframes in San Diego for NCR.
Yes.
I have, you know, started out when, you know, DOS was DOS, and then it went to, you know, Windows 95 and, you know, 98 and, you know, so forth. And I've always been a pretty good fan of, you know, Microsoft, because there was nothing really else out there as an option. And
well, that's not entirely true. I mean, DOS was based on an earlier operating system that Bill Gates bought. I mean, there was CPM, which was very popular until the owner of that met with a mysterious death. There was OS 9, which was the foundation for the development of the Amiga DOS operating system. There were a lot of competing products at that time. I remember one thing. Okay, go ahead.
Yeah, but in the past, I guess, 5 years, I have converted over to Linux because it is a derivative of Unix, which was around, you know, decades and decades and decades ago. Yes. And, you know, Linux has advanced so good because, I guess, it's open source and, you know, anybody can go on there and they can change the code, they can make it better. And over the past 5 years, it has advanced so good to where now, you know, there are different flavors of Linux. My favorite is, you know, Linux Mint. It looks similar to the Windows desktop, but that's where the similarity ends. It is, number one, it's free, it's open source, it is faster, more stable, and reliable than Windows will ever be.
Windows has huge overhead. I mean, the structure of the operating system reflects the corporate structure of Microsoft itself. It's over-compartmentalized, over-departmentalized, too much internal communication.
Right.
I remember a while back I had another desktop machine, which I've since donated to a church, and just as an experiment, it was running Windows. I formatted the hard drives and I installed SUSE Linux, and it was just amazing. The computer just felt like it was running 4 to 5 times faster than it did underneath
absolutely.
Windows.
Absolutely.
So I'm a big Linux fan. I was a Unix guru back in the 1980s. I was a Unix guru because that was the standard operating system for all the animation companies that were out there.
Right, and over the past, I guess, 5 years, I do a lot of computer work. I work on computers. I design websites because there's not much money, profit, and, you know, repairing computers these days. But over the past 5 years, I have converted everybody that I know over to Linux because they were calling me once every month, twice a month, three times a month. They get infected. They get viruses. Well, ever since I converted them to Linux, none of them has called me with infections because 99.9% of all the viruses that are written to attack the Microsoft operating system.
Well, it's not that biased anymore. I mean, basically the malware is aimed at the target-rich environment, and it's been predominantly Windows, but now as there are more Mac users, there's malware on Apple computers, and as Linux becomes more and more popular, the malware writers will get around to that. Remember, some of the earliest internet hacks were all done under Unix. So there's no such thing as an operating system that nobody wants to write malware for. It's just a case of, are there enough potential infectees out there to make it profitable? So, you know, that's the way to think about it. All right, we're going to let you go here, Norm. We got to take our top of the... actually, this is the end of my show, and we'll be back in a little bit with John Stadmiller's show. So stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Financial.